Hello?
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, just a few minutes, yeah.
Thank you so much. First question, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A PhD.
PhD? Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Hello? No? Okay, thank you. Thank you. African American?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up and prevent people from voting. Are you willing to vote in November 2023? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. Do you plan to vote by mail, in person, early in person, or in person on election day?
By mail.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are... I'm sorry, what was
very,
that?
Very motivated.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know the person or the group, please indicate so. Louis Gill, Louis as in Spanish, L-U-I-S, Gill, 0 to 10.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I think I want to make sure I get the right person.
Okay. Louis Gill.
No.
You never heard of him?
Yeah, I'm not voting for him.
No. On a scale from 0 to 10, what number would you give him?
I'm still, like, 10 being the best and 0 being the worst?
Exactly. And 5 meaning that either he's neither worst nor
zero.
Best.
Zero.
Okay. What about Emmanuel Remy?
Emmanuel
Remy.
Be like N-N-U-Y?
Yep. Emmanuel Remy. Zero to 10.
Yeah. Oh, Remy.
Yeah, Remy.
Oh, 10.
10. Thank you. What about Farhan Jetty?
10.
10. Thank you. What about the Columbus City Council?
Columbus City Council?
Yes, sir.
10.
Okay, thank you. What about Andrew Ginther?
10.
Thank you. What about Nancy Day Ockard?
Nancy who?
Nancy Day Ockard.
How do you spell the last name?
A-C-H-A-E-U-E-R.
A-C-H?
A-C-H-A-E-U-E-R. Ockard.
It's just A-C-A, or Nancy Ockard.
A-C-H-A-E-E-U-E-R.
1 minute.
Okay.
One minute.
Okay.
Ten.
Ten. What about Shannon Harden?
Harden?
Yes, sir.
Ten.
Thank you. What about Joseph Motil? M-O-T-I-L. Joseph.
M-O-E-I-L?
No, M-O-T-I-L.
Oh, M-O-T-I-L. M-O. No, zero. Zero.
Zero, okay. What about Adrian Hood? Adrian Hood.
1 minute. What are you doing?
What are you
doing? 1 minute. Okay. It's
right here. Why
would you lie? Stop lying.
I'm not
lying. Ten. Okay. What about Nick Bankston?
Nancy Bankston?
No, Nick. Nick. Oh. As in Nicholas. Nick.
Bank.
Bank Ethan.
Got it. Okay, 1 second. Ten.
Thank you. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction. Or I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
I'd rather re-elect city council.
Re-elect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. If the November elections for mayor of Columbus was held today, will you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motil?
Andrew Ginther. I'll vote for Andrew Ginther.
Okay, and if the November elections for City Council of Columbus were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Or who?
Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Hold on. Emmanuel Remy.
Thank you. How certain are you that you will be voting for Emmanuel Remy for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain? Somewhat
very
certain.
Not too certain. Very certain.
Very. Thank you. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nancy Dayocker or Louis Gill?
You said Lewis who?
Lewis Gill. Lewis as in Spanish, L-U-I-S, Lewis Nancy. Gill. Nancy? Okay. Thank you. How certain are you that you will be voting for Nancy? Are you very certain?
Very certain.
Very? Thank you. Mm-hmm. If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty? Farhan Jetty.
Mm-hmm. Nick Bankston.
Thank you. How certain are you that you will be voting for Nick? Very certain?
Very certain. Very certain.
Okay. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each dollar of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Yes.
Yes to approve. Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$90,000.
Okay. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Thank you. You too.